Our next Homecoming to Self story is Sarah's. I connected with Sarah as I am waking up one day, turning on my Spotify, getting ready for my workout for the day, and Spotify suggested these other podcasts that I may be interested in because I personally have saved my own podcast on the discovery of self. I like to hear how I'm channeling and what's coming through me and how we're creating this energetic space. So Sarah's podcast is on the self-discovery media. And I was so intrigued by the way our podcast title is so similar with just a slight bit of difference to it. And I love how when I brought her into the show and interview her to hear her homecoming self story, once again, a lot of what she was saying was resonating with me. And I feel like the message was directly for me. But we all know that nothing is a coincidence, as Sarah mentioned that even on the interview, and that truly, as we are discovering on this channel, the discovery of self, our individual desired soul expression of love and fulfillment, as well as source energy of love and fulfillment, that there is one self, and that truly we do reflect each other as well as we do resonate with each other's truth in the journey on our authentic path. And surely Sarah, without giving away too much of it, speak about stepping into your authentic self, being yourself, not thinking through the process, but feeling into it. She even spoke about sensuality, which I love so much. I'm so excited for you to hear that. And cultivating this energy of discovery of self with what's next. And not limiting ourselves, not thinking that we are less than, but allowing ourselves to see that truly we are a gift, that we are going to be many things to many people, but ultimately we are one self. We are our travel companion. So we are to like ourselves in the travel, in the process, and in the journey. Sarah, I honor you. You are truly a woman who is filled and is a wealth of knowledge, centered and whole in yourself. And you are a walking wisdom. Thank you so much for honoring us with your presence, sharing your story in this energetic space. I love you and I'm so grateful of encountering you and meeting you and connecting with you on this traveled path of my authentic self. Everyone, enjoy Sarah and her story. Welcome to this channel where together we explore the discovery of self that is our desired soul expression of love and fulfillment, as well as source energy of love and fulfillment. In the space, we co-create an experience talking about different topics that will support our discovery of self and inspire us to keep on walking our authentic path. Stay tuned for today's episode. We're in for a treat. Remember, you are the treasure. Before we begin, let's tune into the present right here and now, preparing our hearts to receive whatever is for us today. As we are co-creating this experience and we are tuning in together to our hearts and to each other, I'll ask you a couple questions and I will set you up with instrumental music in the background. So we'll just take a few moments and then we'll come back together and we'll explore. How is your heart today? Do you feel home in your body?
everyone. Welcome to the Discovery of Self podcast, where together we co-create an experience exploring different topics that will support our discovery of self and inspire us to keep on walking our authentic path. One of that topic that is very dear and intimate to my heart is the topic on homecoming to self. So today we have another guest who is honoring us with her homecoming to self story. So I was drawn to Sarah as I wake up one day and I am getting ready for my workout that morning, and Spotify just offer like, maybe you'd be interested to listening this to this other podcast. And sure enough, I was drawn because the title of her podcast is Discovery of Self Media. And I was like,
Self-discovery media.
Thank you. Self-discovery media. And I was like, just like curious, like, wow, it's so amazing that we actually have the same title with just a very slight difference to it. And so I feel that everybody that we meet really in our lives reflect a part of us. It affirms what we believe. And then as me and Sarah were talking about earlier, what those things that are maybe shadow, which is very important. So I'm really excited to share with you and listen to hear Sarah's story. So Sarah, welcome to this energetic space.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm delighted to be here.
Okay, well, let's get started because I'm getting really anxious to hear your story. So I'm going to, you know, our listeners going to hear it for the first time. I'm going to hear it for the first time too. So let's start with, what does homecoming to self mean to you?
We live a very, very exterior life, and that's from the moment we're born. It's always the expectations of what we should be, what we could be, what we ought to be, and we're taught that everything is on the outside. So the homecoming to self is coming and uniting with your core self, heart and soul. And the soul wisdom cannot speak to a closed heart. And when the heart opens up, it speaks to the spirit, and the mind will know what it needs to know when it needs to know it. That is knowingness, that is trust, that is living from the inside out. So coming home to self is coming home to your truth and living from that truth.
Oh gosh, coming home to your truth. I love that, because like I feel that we don't all speak our truth. Mm-mm. You know? And so coming home to our truth and embracing that and speaking without apologizing, you know, yeah. But just showing up for you that this is my truth. And even if nobody agrees with it, it's okay.
Yes. I'm home. Yes. Yes. You need no permission to be you. Only you can give yourself permission.
Oh, you need no permission to be you. Only you can give yourself permission. Okay. So could you bring us a little bit closer and tell us your homecoming to self story?
A long one. I'm old. I was born very spiritual. I've always been, you know, I'm a multidimensional traveler and always lived in a spiritual world, always been a spiritual counselor long before I even understood what I was doing. My problem was living as the human being. Because living a human life is really hard. Living a spiritual life isn't at all. It's extremely easy. So it was always difficult for me to kind of step into my spiritualism and be the authentic me I'm meant to be, especially in a society that was not yet ready for it. And so there was the facade of me, and then there was the spirit of me. And very few people got to see the two together. Because I could only reveal myself according to what people could accept. So it's been a long journey to stepping into the whole of me without apology, without anybody else's permission, and to be my true self and not have to try and fit into the human expectation that society dictates on you, and which kind of tears you apart. So I don't recommend it at all. Come together. That, you know, the Beatles sang it, come together and be true to who you are, because that's your light, that's your truth. And this outside living, it's only going to get you in turmoil and chasing your tail the entire life.
I feel like I'm right there. I'm like, okay, because like everyone that I've interviewed so far, as we were talking about earlier, that reflection of me, it's like beaming to me and telling me That's exactly what you're walking in.
There are no coincidences.
There's never a coincidence, you know? It's like, especially now that I feel like in the last 2 years is when I've embraced my authentic self. And like what you were saying, mm-hmm. not separating the way I call it is divinity, not separating my divinity from my humanity. And I add my primal nature, but that I'm integrating all of it. And I'm embracing all of it. So I'm like, you were talking about it. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm right there. So
I know it can be hard. I know it can be hard because, you know, there are people who aren't going to get you. But we have to understand we're all resonating on different frequencies of that self-discovery. And you're going to resonate with somebody who's riding that frequency. I get you. I hear you. I see myself in you. Or you're bringing myself out. Around you, right? But if you're around people that are still very trapped in that third dimensional thinking, they're never going to see you. And if you're seeking approval or seeking to be seen, you're going to go blind doing it. So it's, you have to cut those ties and you have to step up into that higher frequency for yourself. And don't worry about who sees you or who hears you. Those that are ready will when they're ready to do so.
I'm having to soak it in, you know, because I know this is an interview, but I feel like I'm like receiving so much from you.
Interviews are generally tutorials, is who I am.
Can you speak a little bit more about, because if I heard you right, the challenge was living your humanity in that spiritual, because I feel like for 7-8 years, I was like you said, oh my God, this is amazing. And I'm like, just, but then expressing my humanity was, I feel like that was a struggle for me until 2 years later, where it's like, okay. So can you speak a little bit more on that?
Well, again, it's that that expectation of life, of who and how and what you should be. And, you know, we see it in social media. Everything is, you know, how many people following you, how many likes, what are you worth? And so many people are chasing the illusion. And that they're losing themselves, and the true abundance and the true wealth and the true enrichment has always been inside of you, waiting to come out. And the way it comes out in service. And when you step into that, you are truly stepping into your humanity, because now you're bringing your divine energy to other people. And in some way or other, you may be switching on the heart, the soul, their spirit, their mind. You may just even be giving them a soul hug, whatever they're going to get from you and whatever lever they're ready to receive. But that's where that humanity really steps in. Is when you become whole and abundant and enriched within yourself, and your cup runneth over and it pours out onto everyone else. But just living the human expectation life, you know, the good job, the nice house, the good car, you know, so many people following you in your life, that is, as I said, an illusional life that will always lead you empty. The true humanity comes when your soul and your heart is ignited and in purpose. And that's when you really truly see the enrichment of life.
You sound very centered. Like you really sound
took a while to get there.
Very calm, just as comfortable as the couch I see.
It is comfortable. Yes,
exactly. Can you share some of the struggles, maybe in the earlier stage of living and expressing that humanity piece?
I bent myself into a pretzel trying to please everybody and trying to be what everybody wanted me to be. All I ended up with is backache, confusion, feeling a lack of worth, never being able to please everybody. Or if you please them one time, you can't please them the next time. Nobody seeing the value in you, because they're only seeing in the value of what you can give them. And so after a while, I became depleted. And there was nothing more for me to give. And I had to step into selfishness and pour that same energy I pour in other people onto myself and make my own self-discovery and step into my own value and worth based on my heart and soul, not anybody else's opinion. We have no control of what other people want from us or expect from us or view us. And quite honestly, it's got really nothing to do with us, because that's their opinion. Don't break your back trying to change it or trying to please someone that is still living an exterior life and not an interior life, because that you will never please them. They will always be wanting more, or they will always be wanting something else, because they're not yet on their soul journey.
I'm like speechless. I'm just like right here. Everything you're saying is what I've experienced. And
you're going through the process. You're awakening. That's beautiful. Yes. Allow. That's the biggest word. Yes. Allow.
Yes, allow.
Allow the soul to speak and the heart to resonate.
Okay, we'll just wait for Sarah's connection to come back and return. So we are back. I'm glad Sarah's back with us. She's going to share more about her story. So you were sharing your homecoming to self story with us. You were sharing some of that struggles from the earlier on about expressing your humanity. So could you just close that up a little bit more? And
I was actually saying before the internet rudely cut us off, which goes with the name of the territory. You've got to remember the internet is energy, and energy, you know, sometimes has interruptions, and that goes for within us as well. But I was saying, like, you're in the awakening stage. So, you know, it is allow, allow, allow. Please don't think it, feel it. Yes. You know, as I said, the soul can't speak to a closed heart. So the most important thing to do is open up that heart in vulnerability and in trust. And I know it can be difficult. I am not saying anything I haven't been through. But the process you're going through is a feeling process, not a thinking one. You have to listen to that divine message that's coming from your soul into your heart, in that truth that's going to resonate with that truth and go into action into your spirit, where your mind will know what it needs to know when it needs to know it. And when you allow the intellect of the heart, soul, and spirit to come into the equation, the mind has clarity. You've got to remember, this is a database, and if we're only running in the mind, we're always, well, what if, yes, but no. Sit on your butt. That's the only but that you need in your life, right? It is when, if the moment you get stuck in thought, you're stuck in a cycle and you're never able to go into action. When you step into the feeling of the truth and allow that truth to come up to you, you will know what to extract from the mind, the tools, the skills, the thoughts that are going to allow you to go into action. So while you're awakening, although I know it can be sometimes a little overwhelming or confusing, step out of the thought and say, I allow, I am open and ready to receive. And you will receive what you need to know when you need to know it.
Receive what you need to know when you need to know it.
Absolutely. When you need to know it, I mean, not that beforehand.
Right? That makes it easy. Yeah. There's no striving. You're just surrendering and submitting.
You're surrendering. Yeah. And it's not a surrender, you know, bang, bang, I'm dead. It's or, you know, your own explosion of the universe breaking out inside of you, showing you all the wonders of everything. It's awakening your senses.
Yes.
Which is a beautiful feeling. Yes, you can become hypersensitive, and that's where you then learn the boundaries of which energies to have around you, right? You learn to be more selective. But at the same time, that beautiful eruption of those senses of smell, of taste, of touch, of what you see, what you feel, how you interact, what life means to you. Oh, it's wonderful. Come on in. The water's great.
Exactly. And I love how you're so passionate about this, and really I could tell that you're like so in the midst of your essence. Like I was talking to a friend about this, how I can tell when somebody really is operating in their goddess self, which to me it's like they are in their essence. They're not like, they're not up here, they're just flowing out.
No, if I trusted what was up here, that's what sent me down wrong paths. It did. You know, a lot of cul-de-sacs and a lot of cliffs, you know, and
So could you share some of your homecoming to self practices?
Well, breathe, huge. Number one, we forget. You know, because it's so automatic, we sometimes don't consciously realize we're tensing up and we've forgotten how to breathe. So, you know, those really good releasing breaths, I release, I let go, and then I breathe in the possibilities, the knowingness. And, you know, I would say, anytime you're stressed, anytime you're in doubt, anytime you're feeling a little anxious, three very good deep breaths. It literally lines up your chakras. It lines up your soul and your heart and your spirit. And that's when the clarity can come in. So the breathing is really important. Don't take too seriously something that is somebody else's drama. Yes, you can be there for them, but if they're, you know, playing soap opera, and you're trying to watch a musical, forget it. You know, they don't go together. You know? There are a lot of people that are caught up in their trauma and drama because they like the results of it. And, you know, it's going to wear and tear on their body. It's going to cause dis-ease, and it's going to manifest out in a negative way. So make sure you're not putting yourself around that. You can't help anyone until your cup is full. So don't try and help anybody deplete it. Always make sure you fill up your own tank before you go on that trip. So be selective of the people around you, because you don't want to be around the piranhas, especially in the awakening stage. And I'd like to give the ruler analogy. I know nobody uses rulers anymore, but that is dating me. 12 inches, folks, not centimeters. You're 6 to 12 inches. Whoop, I have an ant crawling all over my computer. Okay. The 6 to 12 inches are people that have stepped into that positivity, that higher love vibration. Your 4 to 5s are those awakening, knowing there's so much more, and they want to be there in that love vibration, but they're still a little vulnerable on that journey. And then you have the 1 to 3s, who are the drama queens, the piranhas, that they're living in anger, living in hate, living in discord, refuse to do any of the inside work. It's always somebody else's fault. I mean, as they're pointing a finger, there's three pointing back at them. But no, it's everybody else's fault. They're going to suck the life out of the 4 and 5s before they get to the 6 and beyond. So it's very, very important when you're stepping into your own rediscovery and stepping into your own awakening that you put yourself in an arena where people do respect that journey of yours. And sometimes you have to walk away from friends. You have to walk away from family. It may not be forever, it may be forever, but if you don't honor yourself, you're not stepping into the service that you are meant to be here on this earth. So it is okay to say no, it's okay to close doors, it's okay to say this is my time, until you get to that stage where you feel more comfortable with your core and stepping out amongst the people to do the work that you came here to do.
The takeaway that I want to highlight there is setting, like, honoring yourself.
Yes.
That
yes.
All of these practices is honoring yourself.
And absolutely.
Yourself. When yes. you honor yourself, you are coming home to yourself.
Exactly. Be your truth, be your light, be yourself. Everybody else is taken. You are uniquely flawsome. And those flaws are what make you a beautiful, unique diamond, right? Do not ever bring perfection into your vocabulary. There is no such thing. If we can embrace our flaws and go, oh yeah, but I wish I was this, or I wish I was that. No, you are not this, you are not that. Pay attention to what the gift you really are. Because that's the gift you were chosen for, to bring to the orchestra. Learn how to play that instrument so you can join the right orchestra and create that symphony that will resonate out. Be yourself.
Be yourself. Yes, be yourself. Mm-hmm. So what's your new discovery of Sarah today, recently?
I don't sweat the small stuff. I can take things in my stride. I don't feel that I have to come to the rescue of everything. You know, the old me wanted to fix everyone, rescue everyone. And that was always at the cost of myself. And now it is, I'm at this vibration, and I'm ready to pour that loving vibration of support all over you, but you've got to come up and meet me at a certain level. I'm not going to come down to you, because they suck you back into the pit. So yeah, I have set boundaries, and I am extremely happy to be me with myself alone. I don't need people around me. I like people around me, but I don't need people around me. And so that's actually, I think, a really important one, when you can be at home with yourself and you don't need anybody else around you to validate you, complete you, or anything else.
Oh, Sarah, this is so tender. Because it's like I'm hearing you, but I also feel like I'm hearing myself through you, you know, like you're affirming a lot of the things that I have discovered about myself. And I was just saying last week to somebody about that, how I prefer compassion over empathy, because before I used to just be with everybody's emotion. Now I'm like, I can sit with you.
Yes.
I don't have to sit in the emotion with you. And that I've given up for being everybody's savior. Like, I'm not everybody's savior. You know, yeah.
It's exhausting. It's exhausting. It is.
I was exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is showing them how to be their own savior. That's what you're meant to do. We're not meant to go in and save people, because when you do, they're not learning how to save themselves. You're there to show them the guidance, the tools, the skills, the state of presence in order to save themselves, right? That's what you're there to do. But we go in with the band-aids and the stitches and the everything else trying to fix someone. But then what we haven't done is allow them to go to the core. And you can't fix anything unless you go to the core, to the root of everything.
Yeah. How would you, what would you say how to cultivate self-discovery?
Again, the big word, allow. Be wondrous. Be adventurous. Believe in possibilities. Everything I ever do, including this podcasting, and this week is my 8th year of my own network, and I've been doing this 9 years now. When I was first asked to join another network, she said, I'd like you to join my podcast. Go, what's that? I didn't know. And it was live. And my first time, I pressed all the wrong buttons. And I had many a time in that 13 months of dropped calls, people disappearing and all of that. It was a great training ground. I didn't know what I was capable of doing until I was willing to try. So live in the possibilities. Don't sell yourself short. Allow yourself to discover. Look at life wondrously. The simple things, the rustle of the leaves in the wind, the waves hitting the shore, children's laughter, puppy dogs chasing their stick and their ball. You know, old people walking along enjoying the sunlight on a Sunday afternoon. There is so much to have gratitude for. So if we could look at what to be grateful for instead of bitching about what we don't have and start looking at the gifts that we do have, then that will change that mindset, and then we can step into what's next. I'm 66. I've been told by a psychic I'm going to do this into my 80s, and the oldest person I've interviewed is 88, the youngest is 10, and the 88-year-old still has a TV show. So it's not over until it's over. There is no expiry date until the vessel goes. Then the spirit just moves on. But don't sell yourself short. Please don't. And don't think, oh, I can't do that. Because you don't know until you try. But if your core says don't, never argue with your core, your gut. Right here, just the solar plexus. If it says no, don't do it, listen, please. But if your core says, you know, give it a try. Go for it. You may so-called fail. Or you may fall down, but you don't ever fail if you get back up and you've learned something from it. Don't be afraid to redirect.
That's clear. That's very clear. I wanted to ask you, what does oneself mean to you?
Oneself? Well, I'm multiple personalities from multiple dimensions and multiple time zones, but I am in oneself. So you can be many things to many people in many lifetimes. on multiple dimensions, but you are still with oneself. So wherever you go in life, wherever you go in your existence, you are always going to be going with you. So you are your own traveling companion. Make sure you do like traveling with yourself.
I love that so much. I love that so much. I wanted to ask you about this topic of sexuality as it relates to homecoming to self.
Well, I actually have a genre. I have 17 genres on my network, and one of them is called Central Expressions. And it's not about sex. Sex is a byproduct of sensuality. Sensuality is actually being attuned into your senses. Everything about you, taste, touch, feeling, intuitiveness, compassion, empathy, it's all heightened into a heightened sense. Now, many, many times, can you pause for 1 second? So a lot of people misconstrued sensuality for sexuality because you're so in tuned in your senses and everything about you is so alive and exuding from you that people will just think it's a sexual prowess there. When you actually do become intimate with someone sexually, you are bringing all of your senses to that table. And it is so more heightened. Lovemaking is so much more heightened. The way you look at your partner is so much more heightened. Now, we have got mixed up with that sensuality as sexuality, and a lot of people think, oh, they just must want sex. No, sex is a byproduct of the awakening of the sensuality. And then when you do make love, with all those heightened senses, it's going to take you to the stratosphere, to places you've never been. It's no longer fornication, it is love making. And that sensuality and that sexuality, own your sexuality. If you are a sexual being, own it. For a long time, my sensuality would be perceived as sexuality all the time, and people would perceive it as an invitation because they couldn't see the difference of me living in my senses as opposed to living in my sexuality. They are one of the same, but it doesn't mean it's an invitation, right? So again, know your boundaries. The being a sexual being and being a sensual being just means, well, the sensuality, as I said, is the expression where there, when this sexuality happens, it just takes it to extraordinary heights. And if you've never made love with all of your senses, you're missing out.
That's deep. I'm not even gonna say anything right now because I just need to absorb it. That's beautiful. That's wonderful. As we are getting ready to close, we definitely want to know how to stay in contact with you. But is there any other topic in relations to homecoming to self that you would like to speak on or share?
Your well-beingness. Now, you know, through the shows that I've done, which is over 2,000 of them now, I've learned a great deal. And we have the programming, which we have to be willing to go in to delete certain programming because it's no longer valid, just like you would on the computer. It's just dragging, you know, the whole computer down. You need to delete it. But at the same time, we actually have to understand the brain, which is the mechanics of the body. Right? And if the body is feeling out of sorts, very often it can come from literally a displacement in the brain where the neurons are not firing properly. We get a lot of confusion. We get a lot of, depression, a lack of clarity if these things aren't in sync. And when we get that dis-ease of body, that's when disease of body comes about. Your well-beingness is from the soul, the heart, the spirit, but the mind and the body in sync. So please take the time and be willing to invest in yourself. If you say, I'm depressed, okay, you may need a pill, if they can find the right medication for you, or you just may need a technique, or maybe it's just telling you your body's out of balance. And look for the people who know how to put your brain back into balance, or how to help deprogramming an old program that's just eating at you, or people who know how to kind of reconfigure your body so it's working and optimizing. That it isn't just a thought process, as I said, it's a feeling process, where the feeling, the thought, the mechanics, and everything needs to be in sync and in balance for you to live that well-beingness. We can live it spiritually, but we must live it physically in order to be whole. So you must bring it all together, because that's the way you're going to step into your wholeness. And you know, I suffer from a disease. It's a partner with me, and I learn to listen to it, and it listens to me, and we find a balance. And so you're not always going to overcome by willing it or manifesting it, but you are going to learn how to keep in balance. And that goes with anything, whether you're healthy or not healthy. Balance, it's so key. So please spend the time, spend the money, spend the effort in on yourself, because until you do, you can't serve anyone else. And as far as getting hold of me is concerned, it's selfdiscoverymedia.com and also selfdiscoverycommunity.org and also thehubofdiscovery.com. And there's 2,700 plus shows there on many, many different genres. So whatever you're looking at, we've pretty well covered. So it's there for you.
Oh my goodness, Sarah, thank you so much. You are definitely a wealth of knowledge and a walking wisdom. And you talk, like talking about balance. I mean, I look at you and I just, all I see is wholeness. And I told you earlier before we start, you know, recording, is that you are just beaming. There's just light that comes out of you. And that just allows, I'll speak for myself, allows me to see truly that we can integrate and embody all parts of us and not feel like we're victimized by one part if for whatever
right.
reason we're recovering and, you know, we're still in the process, but that we can still be present and enjoy the moment and that we are in charge of all parts
yes.
of us. No, we are one. One
the, big, the big thing to realize, you are not what's happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It happened to you. And now it is, what are you meant to learn from what's happened to you? And it may be to discover your strength, your courage, your abilities. You, it may be your catalyst into your calling. So many people are things that have happened to them traumatically in life. Once they've gone through the trauma, they've done the healing and the grieving, and they've stepped into that ability, it's now become their calling. It's what they stand up for. It's what they help others go through. So there's always a reason for something, even if we don't see it at the time. But please understand, you're not your sickness, you're not your trauma, you're not what happened to you. But take what happened to you and find that strength, that courage, that meaning of that ability, because that's what it was there for. Be willing to take the journey.
Be willing to take the journey. I love that you said you're the catalyst to your calling. That's powerful. And we're going to close with that note. So my goodness, I will obviously link on the description, all the information to get a hold, follow, get in touch with Sarah and see her exploration, how she's expressing her soul. And thank you again, Sarah, for sharing your homecoming self story.
Thank you.
I am Florence Leonardo. Continue on the path of the discovery of self. You are the treasurer.
I invite you on this channel to share your story for others to hear. If you are walking the authentic path to the discovery of self, I'd love to hear from you right now. Visit florencaleonardo.com to connect.